with Jesus make it all right?
Yes, sir.
Just a little talk with Jesus. It just reminds me, I remember again hearing Brother Jack Evans preach on one occasion, and he said there was just one song that he requested that the song leader not sing before he gets up, and that's just a little talk with Jesus. Because it might be interpreted as false advertising. But we want to have a little talk with Jesus tonight. Is that all right? We're glad to see each person that has come tonight. We're thankful to God for those who have braved the weather to come out and to offer up a worship to the great God of heaven. God is still God even in the midst of the thunderstorm. God is still God when there are storms and troubles all the way around. And it's all right even on Sunday night in the midst of the storms to come out and say thank you, God. Our lesson tonight, our text will be coming from the book of Matthew. The chapter is 18. And I know that there's been a lot of news today regarding the shootings in Orlando, Florida. And at the last count, the last notice, it indicated that about 50 people were killed and about 53 were wounded at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. And the club was identified as an LGBT club, and that's lesbian, gay, and whatever the other acronyms or initials stand for. And there are some people that come out, make remarks about this, that, and the other. But listen. It was like in Luke, the 13th chapter, when they came and they told Jesus about those who had been killed and their blood mingled with the sacrifice. And what Jesus said was, he said, "Think ye that these were sinners above all other people? And I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." The fact of the matter is it could have occurred anywhere. And we want to be mindful of and to lift up our prayers and our thoughts to God on behalf of those who have lost loved ones in that shooting that took place in Orlando, Florida. And perhaps a door of opportunity will be opened that we might share the word of God and that somebody might become one with Christ, even as a result of what is a tragedy that has taken place on last night. Matthew chapter 18, and the verses of scripture that were read start at verse number 24 down through verse number 27. And I know normally when we read through and study through this section of the scripture that we ordinarily call this the unprofitable servant. The unprofitable servant. But tonight I want to change it up just a little bit, and I want to talk about the slave who receives mercy. I've been having a little bit of a series going on here. The last few times we talked about whose slave are you on the previous occasion, and we talked about on a previous occasion as well the responsibility of those to bear much fruit, and therefore we are God's disciples, Jesus' disciples, if we bear much fruit. And we talked about making a complete dedication and commitment to the great God of heaven. And tonight is just another portion of this slave concept, servant concept, and something I think that perhaps all of us can be benefited thereby. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, and if you will join with us in the reading, it's already been read, but for emphasis sake, verse number 24. The Bible says, "And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents." Let's just suffice it to say that's more money than you'd be able to pay in your lifetime if you owed that much. It was a debt that could not be paid. And we need to be mindful of that, that this is an application for us, because the fact of the matter is that all of us in here tonight owe a debt that we simply cannot pay. We owe a sin debt. And it's not something that we have the possibility of paying in our lives, no matter how much work we want to do for God. It's a sin debt. And that is what is being illustrated here, a debt that could not be paid. In verse number 25, "But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. His Lord said, if you can't pay the debt, I tell you what, I'm going to get out of you what I can. Sell you, sell your children, sell your wife, and all that you have, and payment to be made. Now, for some today, they were like, well, if you sell the wife and kids, I'm all right. Some folk, oh, y'all. But he said, sell you too. All right, y'all awake tonight, right? I know there's a lot been going on, and some of y'all maybe not had your nap. But he says, we're going to sell you and everything. Now, I want you to notice this, the progression. In verse number 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Look at the commitment of this brother. He says, Lord, just be patient with me. Lord, just wait for me a little bit. Lord, if you give me a chance, if you give me some mercy, Lord, I'm going to pay you everything that I owe. Is there anybody in here tonight that needs the mercy of God? I need the mercy of God. I know that I have a debt that I cannot pay. And we cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. Lord, I know that I owe and I know that I cannot pay. And look at this merciful God that we serve. Look at the beautiful God that we serve. Illustrated in verse number 27, the Bible says, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Aren't you so glad that we serve a God that can be moved? The Bible tells us that we have not a high priest that can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in like manner tempted as we are, and yet without sin. Jesus Christ understands what you're going through, brother. Jesus Christ understands what you're going through, sister. Jesus Christ understands all of our trials and our troubles and our tribulation. And when we cry out to the Lord, look at the beautiful God that we serve. The Bible says, and he loosed him and forgave him the debt. Anybody need to be loosed tonight? Anybody want to be loosed from your sin debt? Anybody want to be loose from the stains that we have committed in our lives that guide us contrary away from the word and the will of God? Lord, have mercy. And this brother, some would say, was suspect. You know any suspect brothers? You know any suspect sisters? You have any folk that you know that the Lord needs to take a closer look at? It's interesting and amazing how often it is we know how God needs to take a closer look at somebody else. But brother, listen, sister, listen. This lesson is about us turning our eyes away from others and turning them inward that we might look upon ourselves. It's a marvelous thing that God has given us in Christ Jesus, that we have received these great blessings from God, the marvelous grace of God that we cry out through obedience to the gospel of Christ. And God wiped away our sin debt in Christ Jesus. And this brother is showing us falling down and worshiping God and saying, God, please be patient with me. And if you will, Lord, I'm going to pay everything. And this great compassionate God knows that we cannot pay the debt that we owe. This great compassionate God knows that it is impossible for us to rid ourselves of our own sins. So here's an able application in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17 and verse number 10. When we have done everything that we can, the Bible says, so likewise ye, when ye have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Do you know that when we dot every I and we cross every T, We come to Sunday morning worship. We come to Sunday night worship. We come to Wednesday Bible class. We come to the Thursday Bible class. We go out and knock on doors, and we tell everybody that we come into contact with about Jesus, and we're kind and compassionate to our brothers and sisters and folks outside. And you go down the list, and the Bible says, when we have done all, when we've done everything, say that we are unprofitable. Anybody done everything just in that list? Is there anybody that has done all? See, sometimes still, if we're not careful, we think that we're going to work our way to heaven. Brother Gary and I have been involved in a great study through the book of Romans on Wednesday night. And one of those things that you learn as we're going through the book of, ain't nobody going to work their way into heaven. That doesn't mean that we don't work, but we're not saved because we work. We work because we're saved. But nobody, I don't care how much it is that you do, nobody will ever work their way into the grace of God. And this is something I think that we need to be mindful of as members of the family of God. Because especially if you have this, I do this, that, and the other attitude, then sometimes if we're not careful, we allow the devil get between us and our brother and our sister. Amen. Well, I do this. You remember the Pharisee and the publican? Lord, I'm so glad I ain't like him. And he was not talking and praying to God. He was talking and praying to himself because he thought he was all of that and a bag of chips too. Okay, so some of y'all have to explain that to other folk that don't know what all that means. That's a little bit of an ebonic term there. But so, sometimes if we're not careful, brother, sister, listen, we can become full of ourselves. And when we become full of ourselves, then we tend to hold other people more strictly accountable than we ought to. All of us are God's servants. All of us are responsible to God. All of us, as children of God who have obeyed the gospel of Christ, are employed by the great God of heaven, and we work and we're responsible to him. And if we are not careful, brother, if we're not careful, sister, it's easy to start to look down on other folk. We have an activity going on and say, brother, I didn't see you yesterday, did he? Sister, I didn't see you. What happened? How come you weren't there on Wednesday night? We got VBS going this week. Is that right? How many nights this week? Monday night? What time? Tuesday night? Wednesday night? And the wrap up? On Thursday? And you know, we do a great thing. We do a great thing. We want to come in and recognize everybody that's able to come every night. And we ask at the end, everybody was here every night, stand up. And somebody that came that night be going like, all right, what about me? But we go down the list, don't we? But do you go like, brother, where were you the other three nights? Sister, where are you? Listen. We cannot do enough work to pay God back. It is impossible for us to do. And if we're not careful, then people start to look down upon. The whole book of 1 John is dealing with brothers and sisters who are at odds with each other. Folk who talking about they have a special unction or an anointing from the Holy Ghost. And they know stuff because God done told them something that he didn't tell you and me. Listen, when folk go around telling you that God done told them something that he didn't tell you and me, then you need to understand that it wasn't God that told them that. Yeah, they got medication for that. If God said it's in the book, and God's not going to give one brother, one sister something in this dispensation that is different from what is in the book, and then God ain't talking to nobody except through the book and through our prayers, we talk back to God. Now, brother, listen. Look, sister, listen. Go to Matthew, the 18th chapter now, and let's get verse number 28, because again, if we are people who are geared to this work ethic, and listen, we ought to be involved in every single opportunity to work, to bring honor and glory to the name of God. And we want to avail ourselves. And when we have done all that we have been commanded to do, what kind of servants are we? All right. Thank you, Brother Gary. You're the only one I heard over here, Brother Mike. Let me try that again. When we have done all that we can do, what kind of servants are we? Do I need to give the answer? We are unprofitable servants. All right, let me get you to help me then. Make sure everybody's awake. When we have done all that we have been asked or commanded to do, say to the brother or the sister or the person next to you or around beside you, we are unprofitable servants. We cannot do too much to serve God when we've done everything. But don't look down on somebody that's not able to do all that you have been able to do or be involved in all that you are able to be involved with. And I think we see a little bit of the attitude that starts to manifest itself in Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 28. The Bible says, but the same servant went out. This is the same servant who cried out to God saying, God, be merciful to me. And I will pay all. Be patient with me. I'm going to pay my debt that I cannot pay. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. You know, you got to be careful who you loan money to. And you got to be careful about who you receive loans from. Because some folk, when they want their money, that's all they want. They don't want to hear nothing else. I've heard that there's some folk that will break legs and arms and kneecaps and all that kind of stuff. Don't get your money from them kind of people, y'all. But this is a brother. This is a member of the family of God. And he went out and found a fellow servant. Does it matter how we treat the servants of God? Does it matter how we treat our brothers? Does it matter how we treat our sisters? Listen, brother, sister, yes, some folk are always focused upon serving God, but if we're not careful, we don't have a good relationship with nobody. That's not good. That's absolutely right. He found his fellow servant. Now, 100 pence, that's a pretty significant amount of money. There are 365 days in a year. And a pence at this time was about what you would need to live for one day. So 100 pence would carry you for 100 days. That's 1/3 of a whole year. Anybody ready to give somebody a loan for 1/3 of your salary for the year? Okay, I'm asking because I'm looking for hands now. It's like 1/3, that's significant. And he loaned this money to this brother. His brother, and he went out and he said, look, he laid hands on him. He snatched him up. Anybody been snatched up? Anybody want to snatch somebody up? This is an opportunity here for us to get some reconciliation going. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat. He grabbed this young man, he grabbed this brother around, and he says, you know what? You're going to pay me. How do you ask for your money back when you loan somebody some money? A significant amount. 1/3 of a whole year's worth of pay. Hey, you're going to pay me? Pay me right now. In verse number 29, notice what happened. His fellow servant fell down at his feet. And besought, that word, he begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Have we heard that anywhere before? It's the same thing that he said to his Lord, the same thing that he said to his master. Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. We want to learn how to be merciful servants in the kingdom of Christ because we want to reflect the mercy of the great God that we serve. Some folks, brother, listen, sister, listen, sometimes some folks don't know how to reciprocate mercy. Have you seen them on the freeway? Brother Leroy said in our Bible class this morning, he said that if you drive on 45, you need to learn how to pray. By the grace of the good Lord, I drive on 45 almost every day through the week, going to and from work. when we first moved over on the northwest side of town, I sent my daughter a message. I say, the Lord done showed me through this driving how I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die on 45, either waiting to get through the traffic or in one of these accidents. But it's not just 45. Now, you need to learn how to pray whatever drive you're driving on, even when you're backing out the driveway. Listen to this. Have you ever seen somebody on the freeway that somebody lets you in? We talked about merging traffic the last time. Have you ever seen anybody let somebody in the merging lane, and they riding down the lane there and somebody else needs to get in and they just got let in themselves? And then they won't let no. You bet. Nah, don't you try to come in there. Nah. Have you ever seen that? You ever done that? On the way over here. I said this before too. Listen. We really have to be careful, especially on Sundays and Wednesdays, because it's really, really a dangerous thing to get in front of one of us when we're late to Bible class or worship. You know it's the truth. some of us. If we're on our way to the house, you better get out of the way. I remember they had this guy, Chris Tucker. He's a comedian. You know who that is? I think I said the name right, Chris Tucker. And they pulled him over in his really expensive automobile. And he was driving over 100 miles an hour when the police pulled him over. And they pulled him. What is wrong with you? You driving over 100 miles an hour? He said, yeah, I'm late to church. Don't be late to church. Listen, brother, we need to learn how to leave a little bit earlier. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. Let me just move on. This man grabbed his fellow servant. The fellow servant said the same thing that he said. Have patience with me, and I will pay thee. When we have received mercy, does it, in fact, help us to be more merciful? Do we show kindness and mercy? And I say again, these are the things that I ask myself sometimes. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me that I might be more merciful. Lord, help me that I might be able to manifest the mercy of God to others, because God has been good to me. And I know we have to work on this, because if we're not careful, especially if we have the idea that we're doing so much, then sometimes we're not as forgiving as we otherwise could be. You think this brother listened to him? He said the exact same thing, made the same request that he made, a plea for mercy. I'm begging you, give me a break, and I will pay you all. Have we learned the lesson of mercy? Have we learned that there are principles of reciprocity in God's word? Reciprocity simply means that you get back what you give out. Have you learned that yet? Yeah. Listen, just keep on doing what is right. The Bible has already told us that you shall reap in due season if you faint not. If you're in a relationship, just keep on doing what God says do, and you shall reap in due season if you faint not. If you keep on trying to bring somebody to Christ, just keep on trying to bring folk to Christ, and you shall reap in due season if we faint not. If we just keep doing what's right in the eyes of God, everything is going to be all right. This man grabbed the servant even after he's received mercy, and he took this man, in verse number 30, the Bible says, and he would not. He received mercy, but now he's like, I'm not going to give you any mercy. I might have got let in just about a half a mile back on the freeway, but ain't nobody going to get in front of me. It's important, brothers. It's important, sisters, that we show mercy as often and as long as we want God to show mercy to us. I ask at the very beginning, is there anybody in here that needs the mercy of God? I need the mercy of God. Don't cut off the mercy of God. All of us are in need of the great mercy of God because we have a sin debt that we simply cannot pay. It's impossible for us to pay. We cannot work enough to get from earth to heaven. We cannot do enough to bring honor and glory to the name of God, where God says, you've done such good work, I'm going to bring you in. Ultimately, in this life, we're going to get just about what we give out. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 7, be not deceived. You know what that means? That means don't fool yourself. We have to remind ourselves, look, you might fool everybody else. We might fool everybody else. But don't fool ourselves. Don't deceive yourselves, brothers, sisters. Listen, God is not mocked. We cannot fool God. We cannot make a fool of God. For whatsoever a man soweth, whatever we keep on planting, God says that's what's going to come up. If we keep planting it, it's going to come up. So what we ought to be sowing is we ought to be sowing the mercy. We ought to be sowing love. We ought to be sowing kindness. We ought to be sowing those things that we also want to receive from God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In order to receive the mercy of God, and to continue to receive the grace gifts of God. Brother, sister, listen. We need to be men and women who are about showing the mercy of God. The greatest mercy that we can show anybody is to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ. Let folk know that Jesus came. He died for my sins. He died for your sins. And God's got a grace gift if you would just receive it. By repenting, confessing, believing that Jesus is the Christ, being born of the water and of the Spirit, you have a grace gift from God, and we are ambassadors of that grace. And since we have received grace, since we have freely received, brother, sister, listen, freely give. Be about the business of bearing much fruit to the name, honor, and glory of God. Now, we have to be careful about people that come among us. Do you know that everybody that comes among us is not a member of the family of God? We have folk that come to our Bible class every week that are not members of the Church of Christ. Do you know that it's important how we manifest the love of God among ourselves? Other folk are seeing and watching. And in one of those Bible classes, after one Bible class, and I talked with this lady, and she was saying, you know what? And we came across this little point right here, and she says, you don't have to forgive folk in order for God to forgive you. It's like, what? It's like, and we had to have a side Bible study right there, because did you know that God does not forgive us if we don't forgive others? And I got to talking with her, and she's been coming for quite some time, and she's not even a member of the church. Listen, the mercy of God. The mercy of God has been given to us, and he teaches us that we must be merciful. There's the law I referred to as the law of reciprocity in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 12. And we'll get to this in just a moment. But Matthew 7 verse number 12, the Bible says, therefore, listen, all things, is that in your Bible? Whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Is anybody in here to know how you want to be treated in all circumstances? Do we know how we want to be treated? Well, brother, treat the other folk the way that we want to be treated. I'm so thankful to God. I have a sister in Fort Worth. And after many, 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 many years absence, my oldest sister has returned to the Church of Christ. God is good, brother. Great mercy of God, and she's returned to the Church of Christ, and I'm so happy about that. And I think she was joking, but my sister used to say stuff like this when she come to Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 12, and she said, no, that's not the real golden rule. I said, what is the golden rule? And she said, do unto others before they can do unto you. Y'all hadn't heard that one before either, right? But she really did, and I say, you don't mean that, do you? And she just laughed. Is there anybody that does unto others before they can do unto you? That is not the rule, brother. That's not the, we need to learn how to treat folk the way that we want to be treated in all circumstances to manifest the mercy of God, to demonstrate, to show the mercy of God. What we'll ultimately get in this life is pretty much what we give out. What if we treated our wives the way we wanted to be treated? What if we treated our husbands the way that we want to be treated? What if we treated our co-workers the way that we want to be treated? What if we were merciful to those who didn't deserve it, that were suspect? What if we gave them the gift of grace and mercy? Do you know that's exactly what God expects for us? And listen, don't let anybody, keep us from receiving the mercy of God. Don't let anybody keep us from the grace gift of God. In Matthew chapter 20 and verses 30 through 31, Matthew chapter 20 and verses 30 through 31, sometimes folk will try to hinder you from getting the mercy of God. And we have an example right here. But you know, in the body of Christ, when we come here, some folk really, really appreciate and understand and know just how good God has been to them. And notice, here some folk heard Jesus was coming. Does Jesus meet with us here? Yes. Amen. Every Lord's Day, the Lord meets with us here. And there are some folk that come in and they're more enthusiastic and energetic, and they want to ask for our prayers, and they receive the mercy and the grace of God, and they want to tell us about their day and how everything has gone through the week. And sometimes folk are like, look, we don't want to hear it. Sometimes some folks are more appreciative than others. In Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 30, the Bible says, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And notice what happened. And the multitude rebuked them. Do we rebuke anybody? Would we ever rebuke anybody for calling on the name of Jesus? Jesus is passing by. Son of David, have mercy on me. Sometimes folk get too loud. Lord, I need your help. Anybody need the help of God? Lord, you know, you don't have to really shout too loud for the Lord to hear you. The Lord can hear us even in our smallest little whisper. But brother, sister, listen, sometimes folk are very energetic and enthusiastic about calling up on the name of the Lord. And the multitude says, shut up. When you praising God, if somebody says, shut up, don't you stop praising God. Don't you worry about other folk. We want to keep on talking to and praising the great God of heaven. Have mercy on us. The multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace, but they cried out the more. The more folks say, shut up, the louder, Lord, have mercy on me. We're trying to overcome the noise of the crowd now. Have mercy on us, O Lord, son of David. When you need the mercy of God, when we know that we need the mercy of God, it's all right to call on the name of the Lord. It's all right to solicit brothers and sisters. Talk to the Lord on my behalf. I need the mercy and the grace of God. And brother, listen. Sister, listen. If we don't learn how to forgive, guess what? We condemn ourselves because we won't get forgiveness from God. I tell you, the merciful servant, this guy received the mercy, but he didn't want to show mercy. And I think that members of the family of God, we ought to be the most forgiving people that you will ever come into contact with. Yes. Look, in Matthew 6 and verse number 15, in what some folks call the Lord's Prayer, the Bible says, but if you forgive not men their trespasses. Is that in your Bible? Mm-hmm. Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If we don't forgive, God is not going to forgive us. Amen. And I don't know about you, I need the forgiveness of God. Amen. Brother, if we learned how to forgive, more marriages would stay together. Amen. If we learned how to forgive, more churches would stay together. There wouldn't be no splits. If we learn how to forgive, brother, listen, I'm telling you, everything from the White House to the outhouse would be better. Amen. Learn how to forgive. because God has been merciful and forgiven to us. The Bible goes on to say in Matthew or in James chapter 5 and verse number 9. This is in your Bible. This is in your Bible. You might want to take a look at this one. The Bible says, grudge. Do you know we can't hold grudges in the church? The Bible said, grudge not one against another unless ye be condemned. And behold, the judge standeth at the door. Man, we can reconcile all relationships when we recognize that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. And God has been merciful to us. And since God has been merciful to us, we ought to be the merciful servants, receiving the mercy of God. The Bible reminds us of the gospel of Christ in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter verses 1 through 4. And Paul goes and he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. He says, by which you are saved. He says, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, lest you have believed in vain, how that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, how that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That is the good news of Jesus Christ in its elemental forms. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He arose again the third day according to the scriptures. If you believe that, the Bible says in Romans 10 and verse number 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if we repent, hear, believe, repent. That repentance we talked about at the very beginning, repentance is not a 360, as some say, I turn all the way around. No, it's a turn away from self and sin and a turn to God. If we repent, if we don't repent, we shall all likewise perish. So turn away from self and sin, turn to God, and be baptized in water for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 2, after Apostle Peter preached that first gospel sermon, as an accomplished fact, they asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And his answer is the same answer that gospel preachers give today. Repent and be baptized. How many? Every one of you, in the name or by the authority of Jesus Christ. And you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the remission of sins, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody that needs the mercy of God tonight? Is there anybody that needs to reconcile a relationship in Christ tonight? Listen, God has been merciful to us. Let's learn how to be merciful servants in the kingdom of Christ. If you're subject to the invitation, we'd ask that you make it known as we stand and sing the song that has been selected. Oh.